I felt quite nervous when I reached the flats. They were a small pile in the side street, and I pitied the doctor, whose plate I saw upon the palings before the ground floor windows. He must be in a very small way, I thought. I rather pitied myself as well. I'd indulged in visions of better flats than these. There were no balconies. The porter was out of livery. There was no lift, and my invalid on the third floor. I trudged up, wishing I had never lived in Mount Street, and brushed against a dejected individual coming down. A full-blooded young fellow in frock-coat flung the right door open at my summons. "Does Mr. Maturin live here?" I inquired. "That's right," said the full-blooded young man, grinning all over a convivial countenance. "I come about this his advertisement in the Daily Mail." "Here, the 39th," cried the blood. "That was the 38th you met upon the stairs, and the day is still young. Excuse my staring at you. Yes, you pass your prelim, can come inside. You're one of the few. We had most just after breakfast, but now the porter's heading off the worst cases. The last chap was the first for 20 minutes. Come in here." And I was ushered into an empty room with a good bay window, which enabled my full-blooded friend to inspect me yet more.